taking these opening moments to settle the body into an agreeable posture. Remembering your personal intentions for being here today, letting them guide you. And remembering too that we endeavor with our mindfulness practices to be kind, along with curious, to open to the not knowing, to let it be okay that we don't know, to bring a friendliness to that and see what happens next. Just like the woman in the poem who deepened her attention and noticed beauty and light, and indeed even some reverence in what initially appeared ugly. And so feeling into body, feeling into breathing, and grounding there for a few moments. Enjoying the breath. When we engage in heart practices with their phrases, it can be easy to get lost in the mind. And so we want to keep a felt sense of embodiment, body sitting, body being breathed, as a way to ground, to anchor. And so moving into an appreciative joy practice, holding in mind, if you will, a benefactor. And it doesn't need to be a big deal benefactor. Someone who did some kindness for you, held a door open, smiled, prepared a beverage for you, checked out your groceries. Holding this being in mind, remembering we all wish to be happy and free from suffering. And I'll offer you some phrases which you can work with or not, perhaps embellish, add in your own. But what comes to mind for me first is gratitude. When I hold in mind this benefactor, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you. May your joy and happiness increase. May your joy and happiness increase. May you grow into peace, light, and joy. May you grow into peace, light, and joy. And so very simply, in the silence, offering for this benefactor an expression of gratitude that their happiness increase and that they grow in peace, light, and joy, or phrases of your choosing. And take a half a minute more for that. And just notice how it all sits with you in body, mind, and heart. And let's see if we can gently shift to ourselves with appreciation. And so perhaps there's something about this benefactor that we connect to, some quality, some manner, way in which they are in life, that we may see glimmers of in ourselves, or that we're at least inspired by. And we can appreciate that. And for some, this may be quite a big stretch. And if that's the case, then use we language. Include the benefactor in the next round of offerings of appreciative joy. And if you feel able, then just focus on yourself. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for myself, for the life I've been given. I'm so grateful for this life, for this quality, perhaps. May my joy and happiness increase. May I grow into peace, light, and joy. May I grow into peace, light, and joy. And so practicing in the silence with these phrases, or ones if you're choosing, for yourself or yourself with the benefactor. And take a half a minute more for that, if you will, please. And again, notice how it sits with you in body, mind, and heart. And then, if you will, can you invoke in your mind's eye a very different kind of benefactor? Someone who's a little bit difficult. We can call the ones who are a bit difficult for us teachers. They have something to teach us. So don't choose someone for whom you hold in mind and you start feeling overwhelmed. And definitely no one that is involved in any trauma in your life. But someone who's a little irritating, annoying, does something that bothers you. It's not the end of the world. Hold them in mind. Perhaps too, what bothers you about them. Give yourself soothing touch as need be. And perhaps within that bit of darkness that is there for you with this being, there's some kind of silver lining, some teaching, some gift. And if you feel up to it, offering the phrases. If not, you can carry on for yourself or yourself and the benefactor. And so with this slightly difficult one, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you. May your joy and happiness increase. May you grow into peace, light, and joy. And it's okay if you have a sense of self-interest in that. It's okay. May you grow into peace, light, and joy. And practicing in the silence with that. Feeling body, feeling breathing, anchoring. And then taking a half a minute more for that. Notice how it feels for you. Now let's offer the soft light of appreciative joy for this community, everyone here today. Maybe there's a sense of some who are missing. You can take a moment, look at the screens, the images. By virtue of being here today, you are all benefactors to one another. Otherwise, we'd be practicing alone, all by ourselves, at home, maybe in a closet, in the dark. But no, here we are together, around the warm Zoom fire. So taking in one another, aware of that sense of benefactors, yes indeed. And going inwards again. And let's offer the phrases for the community. And remember that you too are part of the community. So including ourselves. I'm so grateful for this community. I'm so grateful for this community. Feeling body, feeling breathing, soothing touch maybe. May our joy and happiness increase. May we all grow in peace, light, and joy. And so taking a minute or so with the phrases in the silence for the community. And take a half minute more for that. And really be aware of how it feels for you to have engaged this practice. Hafiz said, I wish I could show you when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being. I wish I could show you when you are lonely and in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being.